Scott Casper for TDRTV, InterMattWrestle.com, and our friends along the way, especially those this week at Lighthouse Wrestling. We head up to Ithaca, New York, where we find a young man who, is rather unique in what he does and how he does it, well-loved by his coaches and team. It's Cam Simes. Cam, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Scott?
Oh, good, buddy. You know, first of all, congratulations on 3. I know it's not where you wanted to be, but let's face it, 97 may be the most, may have been the toughest weight class of the year. You had a tough bout with Hudson Taylor, went to overtime. You guys have had a storied history. Talk a bit about your third place match with Hudson Taylor that went to OT.
First of all, like you said, we've had some history, especially this year. He pinned me early in our first duel, and then the following day at the Body Bar, he beat me again 7-2. And then, of course, last year he pinned me in the national tournament. So, haven't had a lot of success against him, but just to come out with a win in this year's national tournament was great.
You did come out with a win. It went to overtime. I want to take you back to the match, deep into it. You looked active, and at one point in the first period, you went for a double on your opponent that nearly resulted in a takedown, but it was called a stalemate. Does that take the wind out of your sails when you hit that point where neither of you guys are advancing?
That's a good question. No, not for me, and that's because I feel like if I can just keep the pace high, keep the action going, it's going to favor me in the long run. And I was happy to go to overtime because I felt confident there. We're on our feet. I know I have 1 minute to get a takedown. If not, it's going to be a battle, especially with Hudson Taylor being so good on the mat.
Well, I know you started down in the second. You escaped early. Excuse me, Taylor started down in the second, escaped early. But another double by you was denied points near the edge of the mat. And that's one in particular I disagree with. I thought it was points for sure. But and a single by Taylor was defended by you to prevent any points there. But did you feel that you had that too?
Well, if you're going to ask me, of course I'm going to agree with you and say I had too. But like you said, it's the ref's call, and Hudson got really close scoring on me as well. Both were very questionable, and both could have turned the match either way.
All right, we're talking with Cam Simes, Cornell. You started neutral in the third. You went in for a single, and this time got the takedown you were looking for throughout the match. And after the two of you went out of bounds, Taylor jumped up for the escape at the whistle. A wild scramble ensued, which I love. I love that scramble, which resulted in yet another stalemate. Okay, now I'm getting frustrated. You got it on a double, but Taylor defended just as time ran out. It's tied up 2-2. The match went into sudden death overtime, where some people call it a sudden victory. I like sudden death. You looked very hungry at that point. And just moments into sudden death, you shot, circled for a takedown over Hudson Taylor with a final score of 4-2. At that point, and maybe it was the only point during the weekend, did you just take a deep breath?
Yeah. I mean, that's the end of the tournament. You've worked hard all year, and just to finish it off with a win, a win in OT, no less, is just relieving. And you got spring break to relax. So, yeah, it was great.
Knowing you wrestlers, I doubt you're going to relax that much.
You'd be surprised. We take our time off.
Okay. Cornell, you, by the way, the points you accumulated helped Cornell to its best finish ever, second place, and it wasn't that far off the mat, off the top score. So you guys finished second. Rob Cole said it was one of the most exciting finishes he's ever witnessed. Talk a little bit about the feelings of you and your teammates in taking second at this year's NCAA championships.
Yeah, it was a great tournament. We came out and we wrestled well across the board. Some of us didn't reach our goals, but as a wrestler, everybody goes in there with such high expectations, knowing that they can really score points. And it was just a real team effort. We had 7 guys in the round of All-American, blood round. So I mean, we could have had a lot more points. We left a few on the few off the board, I suppose. You know, we had Steve Bozak, Justin Kerber, and who else did we have? Gosh, who was it?
Well, I mean, Nickerson didn't get what he wanted to get, but he had a tremendous performance over Cash Kiroga. The performance over Eric Lipotsky scored points. Nickerson earned fourth. He was a four-time All-American. Good job by that young man, even with a shoulder that came out of place just in a stiff wind. That was a pretty stout performance by that young man. How about Kyle Dake's performance?
He is a stud. He's the kid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's great. He's so good.
Champion at 41.
Yeah, as a freshman. Pretty impressive.
And your buddy Mac Lunas took second, two-time All-American status there, losing by decision to Jay Borchell, 2-6, I think it is. And I know that's not where Mac wanted to be. I talked to him on Monday via telephone, and he sounded as comfortable and as adjusted as a kid could be prior to the big dance.
Yeah, he's truly a remarkable person. He has priorities straight, and like you said, he's just very well adjusted.
You are described as being somewhat shy and reserved. You can be very funny with your fellows, in other words, the guys you hang with, your team, and people that know you well. They describe you as being a bit off the wall. You have an ability to just go out of mind. And I'll bring up two instances, okay? You were left behind on trips at both the University Nationals and the Southern Scuffle. You have conversations, not conversations. Rob Cole is afraid to take you down. Damian Hahn likes to wrestle with you. How do you answer all those? Because I think these are funny observations, or fun observations anyway, of your fellows that you wrestle with, your teammates and your coaches.
Yeah. well, I'd answer it this way. I think those are good examples of the environment I'm in. Like, Cornell is just a really lighthearted place, fun place to be, and other places would see that a little, in a darker light. I think Coach Cole accepts, as well as the rest of the team, accepts my awkwardness well, and I thrive at Cornell because of it.
Do you think it's awkwardness, or is it just you? I mean, I've got my little quirks.
I would say, I definitely say I'm a little awkward in certain social situations. And, I'm not the most personable person. And, we have some great guys on the team that can just talk to anybody. Max is a great example of it. And, I don't have that strength, but, I have other ones and I play to it.
Well, I like the fact that you and I can have a conversation. What's the deal with you being left on trips? I mean, you at the Southern Scuffle, I think you took off deciding you just wanted to take a shower.
I don't know if that's the truth. It sounds like Coach Cole's feeding you some material here. But, I've been left on trips. But I will point to the fact that I was not left on a single trip or was late for any meeting this following year. So I'll point to that in my defense.
In your defense. What are you going to school for?
I've been undecided the last 2 years. However, I'm going to have to declare a major this coming semester. So with that in mind, I'm going to probably become an econ major.
Oh, a what major?
Econ, economics.
Okay,
I
thought you said guitar major, and I'm thinking, I didn't know Cornell offered a guitar major.
Yeah, that'd be a hard one to find.
Well, especially, I mean, you were a two-time... two-year starter in football as a quarterback back in high school, and a linebacker, by the way. Kid that knows how to hit and defend, and can also throw the ball. First team All-County your senior year, two-year starter in baseball as a pitcher and second baseman. And you look at the performance you put all together this year, and I look at a guy that likes to take charge, likes to be in a leadership role.
Well, from the positions I've held, one would say, or one could, take that assumption. But I would say that I just had the specific skills for those positions, and I didn't necessarily take advantage of that leadership role that I probably should have in high school. And I'm not quite sure that's my personality, though it might maybe a negative, you know, for the future employment of myself. I'm just going to be honest with you, not the best leader.
Well, you're also been accused of, from your coaches, of having to beat the girls up with a stick. Is there any truth to that?
Man, you're getting said a lot of lies here. No, there's no truth to that. I wish there were, though. I really do.
Well, I got to imagine you've got a MySpace or a Facebook account, so girls, check them out. It's Cam Simons. We'll get you hooked up there. All right, you've had a lot of honors, All-American, NCAA qualifier, NCAA third place, EIWA champion twice, EIWA champion finalist, EIW Freshman of the Year, Ivy League Rookie of the Year, First Team All-Ivy. You know, going to Cornell is not easy, and then you add all these accolades on there. What do you tell people? I mean, it is apparently possible.
Well, I think going to Cornell and accepting the challenges of the academics actually helps with your athletics. It actually just keeps everything in proportion, keeps everything, you know, your priorities straight, and helps with your time management. When you have the rigorous schedule of the schooling at Cornell, you really just got to keep your head down and get your work done. And I think the school helps a lot of athletes keep everything in perspective.
Your mom and dad, Joe and Annette, have four boys, right?
Yeah, all four.
Okay, Eric Russell's, I know, for Central Michigan?
Yep.
Okay. And is that difficult when you guys face Central Michigan?
Actually, we've never wrestled, and we came close a few times, but it's never happened, and I'm happy for it.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. And how about the other two brothers? Are they wrestling? Are they young? Or tell me about your brothers.
Oh, yeah, my little two brothers. Taylor is a sophomore. He just won his first state title at Allegan High School. And Kyle is an eighth grader, and he'll be wrestling in high school next year.
I could have believed your mom and dad are pretty proud of your boys.
Yeah, I really think they are, and they've really given up, you know, the latter part of their lives for us, and just to, you know, work as hard as we do, just to kind of make up for what they've given up, I think, is important.
Cam Simon is our guest. We're boiling down to the last minute. Cam, here's your opportunity. Recognize those guys that helped to get you where you are today. Who on the coaching staff would you like to recognize?
On the coaching staff at Cornell?
Yeah.
Just everybody. Coach from top to bottom. Coach Cole, Damian Hong, Clint Wattenberg. Those guys have been really just keyed on me. But, you know, Matt Azevedo's a great job. Jeremy Spates is awesome. Just everybody there is phenomenal. Gene Nyman. There's everybody so involved with the program. Mitch Clark. Travis is gone. It's just a great place to be.
Well, partner, I appreciate you taking the opportunity during spring break to talk with us. Congratulations on your year. It was one for the record books for sure. We got a whole nother one coming up, don't we?
Yeah. There's always another one coming.
Cam Simons, a real pleasure. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, Scott.
For all of us at TDR-TV, InterbentWrestle.com, Lighthouse Wrestling, and all the folks along the way, a very special interview with Cornell's Cam Simons. Thanks for listening.